In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Meanwhile, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up. Living in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it increased in numbers. So the readings for all of the seven Sundays of Easter, which we're in the seventh today, they're all from Acts of the Apostles. And that's the book that talks about how the early church came together after Jesus' Easter resurrection up until Pentecost, which is next Sunday. And the end of the verse that I excerpted for today's sermon, it probably grabs the attention of anyone who has been in church leadership before or even just participated in church. It's written that the church increased in numbers. Increasing in numbers is always our goal, especially perhaps those of us who are raised up in the West. Increasing in numbers is actually the sub-theme of every diocesan assembly and clergy conference that I've ever been to, 17 years now. And we came back, our St. Hagop delegation, from the assembly and clergy conference just last week. And we heard a lot about numbers. And so Der Martiros, who is dean of St. Nerses Seminary, warned us that there are currently no priests in our seminary for this diocese. They have a few who are from the Western Diocese in California, and that's a problem. And then we heard the Diocesan Council reporting that the trend in membership of all our parishes is down. And then finally, a young priest confided to me and to other priests that one of his church leaders admonished him and said, "Your job is to go out and sell the faith to our community so that our numbers will increase." And his answer to that was, "How do I sell our faith, and do we even do that in the Armenian Orthodox Church?" Both good questions. Well, according to today's scriptures, and just about everything we read in the Bible, increase in numbers is never directly achieved by human effort and heroic human effort. It always seems to be a result of something else that God is doing and that He has initiated. And that's what we see in today's passage. The apostles say that the new church was built up by living in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. In other words, there was no branding. There was no direct marketing sales pitch. They were just a group of people committed to making God the priority in their life. They shared that life of faith with others, and this intimacy was blessed to increase the number of faithfuls around them. They lived in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. So let's take a closer look at those words, because they can be easily misunderstood. We've talked about this once before, but especially in the modern day, we are not terribly comfortable with being afraid of God, living in the fear of the Lord. Because, I don't know about you, but I think I was taught that a relationship built on fear is something that is somehow inferior. It's weaker. But fear in the original Hebrew, and also in the Armenian, points to being overwhelmed, points to being in awe. Right, all of those old English words sound funny now, but awful, terrific. It's the same word as terrible and terrifying. Awful, awesome. They're the greatness of God. And in that sense, we're afraid because there's respect, and God is so much greater than us. But it also might mean just plain old afraid, and I think this is powerful if it's understood. Our society tells us that I think it wants to say that you don't have to be afraid of anything in life. But I don't know that this feels like the truth for you in your life. And I don't think there's anyone who can live without fear. It's just part of life. We're afraid of getting sick. We're afraid of running out of money. We're afraid of not measuring up. We're afraid of being judged, of being criticized, of rejected. All of us are afraid of dying. And so if we're honest with ourselves, our lives are full of fear, so much so we're subconsciously not even aware of it. And of course, that's the problem, because what you're not aware of is what can control you. And that's why it's good to fear God. Because when we fear the right thing, we don't have to fear all these wrong things. I don't have to be afraid of not having enough in life, because God seems to always provide. I don't have to be afraid, and this is a big one for me, of disapproval or criticism or rejection, because God loves me unconditionally. I'm not afraid of the church shrinking or dying, because it's God's church after all, and our God has a knack for raising things up again. And so if everything is in God's hand, that raises the question, including church growth, do we just passively sit by and watch as vocations decline, as numbers decline, or do we go out and sell the faith? Are you supposed to go home today and start knocking on some doors like some good Jehovah's Witnesses out there? You guys, let's do that. Well, our reading from Acts of the Apostles suggests that, as was the theme of this assembly that we had, be my witnesses, that we have a part to play, but that part is simply witnessing. That part is simply receiving the Spirit of Christ, living it, and passing it on and sharing it with others. And that's the only way that you increase this church or any church. And so that's why the young priest that was harassed a bit to sell the faith, that's how it's off. You can't directly sell the faith. You can't make a program or a rule or any amount of money to create a church. The only way to increase the faithful is for each of us to increase our faith. The only way to increase spiritual leadership is for each of us to increase our spiritual leadership at home, at work, at church. And the Armenian church has known this. It's known about this formula of fear of the Lord and comfort of the Holy Spirit for a very long time. What were the very first words that our holy translator, Surtark Banchats, translated into the new Armenian script? They started with Proverbs, and they started with, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, of knowledge. And our church fathers somehow knew from early on that in heeding the call to be the first Christian nation, we Armenians had taken on a very fearful and awesome and terrific responsibility. How will the first Christian nation actually believe and behave as the first among Christians? Are we living up to this high calling in our church, in our work, and at home? Those are fearful questions for individuals, for pastors, for bishops, for our entire churches. But today, let us be encouraged. And may you also be encouraged, and let yourselves be fearfully overwhelmed and afflicted by God. This shouldn't engender shame or guilt in people, which usually doesn't lead to God. But if it makes any sense, I think our readings and this sermon are asking you and I today to not be afraid of fearing God. Because if we do, the blessing and comfort of the Holy Spirit always follows close behind. And the Armenian church has known that fear is the beginning of all knowledge, because opening ourselves up to God in this way allows the Spirit to take over and do with us what we can't do on our own. And yes, by the way, this grace also increases the numbers of the church before God, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.